The very last Gemara in Maseches Tainis, Daf Lamed Aleph, says the following: Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asur HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasas Machal Tzadikim. So Lava HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a machal for the Tzadikim. He's going to make a circle. All the Tzadikim are going to sit in a circle. But Yesha Beneim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in the middle between them. Began Eden, Mechol Echad, Echad, Mar, Be'etzbar. Each one is going to point with his finger towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of the circle. Shenema, V'amar Be'em, Ahu. Hine Elokeinu Zeh, Kivinu Levi Sheinu Zeh, Hashem Kivinu Lai, Nagila. Everyone's going to be in the circle and point to the middle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lai. What is the beer? What's this idea that there'll be a circle for the Tzadikim, Lasad Lavei? They're going to point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Aymek in the Gemara over here? There's a beautiful Hezber brought down in the name of Rabbi Kiveger, and he was Masber like this. Rabbi Kiveger said that in this world, different Gedalim, different Tzadikim have different ways of being Ayved Hashem. Every Tzadik has his Mahalach, his way of being Ayved Hashem, and every Kvutz, every group thinks that their mahalach is the mahalach. That's the way to be Eved Hashem. That's the way to do it. And Bekevegu explains that Lasad Lavai, when we come and we see the Shekhinah, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to realize that the truth is that all the mahalachim are emes. They're all good mahalachim. They're all valid mahalachim to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Eved Hashem. There's different ways of doing it, but they're all leading to the same point, to the center of the circle. And they're all valid ways of being Eved Hashem. And he said, that's the ending of the circle. They're going to be sitting in a circle. When you have a circle, you have a point in the middle of the circle. And anyone who's sitting anywhere in the circle is the same distance from that middle of the circle, from that point. There's different ways, different avenues of getting to the middle, but everyone could get to it the same way from where he is. It's just a question of how you get there. But if you're all focusing on the middle, there's different mahachim, different ways of getting to the middle. And that's this ending of the machal at tzadikim. The tzadikim are going to sit there when they finally see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to point at him and say, This is the God, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we were all yearning for and hoping for and being Ovid towards getting the kurva towards him. And we thought that this is the Mahalach. But now we see that they're talking all emes, all the Mahalachim are emes, all the ways, as long as it's a Eiskehalt and Mahalach, a Mahalach and Avedas Hashem, they're all valid ways of becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivinu Labi Yesheyenu. It doesn't make a difference which way you get there. At the end of the day, everyone ends at the same point, reaching that Dveikis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the ultimate Simcha of Nagila, the Nismcha of Yeshuasai. And it's interesting to point out that this Vart is actually quoted in the Sefer Tiras Emes, at the end of the Sefer Tiras Emes, in the Ninyanim of Tubav, by Tiras Emes is written by Rikiveger's Enikol, Blabla Eger. Blabla Eger was someone who, Kayaduo, who he went with a different Mahalach than Rikiveger. He became a Chassid, came from the great Gedalei HaChassidus, and Rikiveger had a different Mahalach that wasn't his Mahalach, and they had differences of opinion about it. And Blabla Eger is one who quotes this in the name of Rabbi Kiveger, and perhaps he was being meramis to that Indian, to their different mahalchim, even though they were different, they had different ways of being Ivan Hashem, Rabbi Kiveger, and Blabla Eger. But at the end of the day, everyone was going in the same direction, everyone is coming to the circle to be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to become Davik in him, and as long as that's the tachlis, and the way they're doing it is a proper way, at the end of the day, they all lead to the same point, to the Nagila Manismucha B'Yeshuasai. And I think you see the same idea from the Chabina Rav. The Chabina Rav is a person who, he was a Gaina Gainim, unbelievable Gain. But he had the Pilish Mahalach. He was a Pilish Yid with a Pilish Mahalach, the tremendous Harifus and Gainis. And the Chazanish, it's Yadua, was someone who was very nispal from the Chabina Gain. He loved the Chabina Gain. He loved him. He loved the Svarim. They say over that the Chazanish was very makbid to. He was very makbid to, when it came to Pesach, he would only use a sefer that he worked very carefully to clean every single page to make sure there's no perurim, there's no chametz at all. And in Mela on Pesach, he had very few svarim. He couldn't clean all his svarim, so he'd have the main svarim that he needed. He'd have his chumash, his gemara, his shulchan aruch, a limited amount of svarim. But one of the few svarim who made it into the Chazanish's collection of svarim that he used on Pesach was the Daiviv Misharim, the chuvis of the Chabina Rav. That's how much he was machshavet, that he was makbet to clean it and to make sure that it's right to be used on Pesach, because it's something that he couldn't live without on Pesach. That this was said over to the Chabina Rav. Someone told him that, you know, your sefer is from the few svarim that the Chazanish actually uses on Pesach. And the Chabina Rav responded, he says, yeah, that's because he doesn't use it the whole year, so there's no crumbs, he doesn't have to worry about it. That was the anivus of the Chabina Rav. But Al-Kopanim, the Chazanish had unbelievable haracha for the Chabina Rav. And it said over in the name of Rabbi Yankel Drillman Shlita, he said that one of the Talmidim once asked the Chazanish, he said, you know, Rabbi Lemaisa, you have a very different Mahalach than the Chabina Rav. Chabina Rav is more of a Pailash Mahalach with Harifus. Chazanish was more Pshatik Mahalach. How is it that you enjoy a Svarim so much if your Mahalachim is so different? And the Chazanish responded, he said something very similar to Rabbi Veger, saying, least in the within Derech HaLimud, he said that when you get to the top of the mountain, everyone meets equally at the top of the mountain. What he was trying to say is that, you know, you're climbing a mountain. There's different ways of climbing the mountain. One guy could go this way, and one guy could go that way. Different ways of doing the climb. But whichever way you climb, at the end of the day, when you get to the top, you're all going to meet each other there. You're all going to be in the same spot. And he was saying that, yeah, we have different mahalchim. He has his way of getting to the Emes. I have my way of getting to the Emes. But if everyone's focusing on getting to the Emes, of climbing the mountain, when you get to the Emes, you're going to meet each other. Everyone's going to meet. And you realize that there's no chilek be'etzem. Everyone's really the same, just different ways of climbing, different ways of getting there. And I just want to be mesayim with a fascinating maisa that happened with the Chazon Ish, the Chabina Rav. So as I mentioned, they don't really know each other in Europe, coming from different countries, different places, and they first met in Eretz Yisrael. So where did they meet in Eretz Yisrael? So it was actually at the Levaya of Rav Moshe Bloy. When he was Nifta, they had the Levaya in Yerushalayim in the Shaarei Tzedek Hospital, and the Chazon Ish was there, and the Chabina Rav was there. The Chazon Ish didn't know who the Chabina Rav was, and Rav Yisrael Grossman, who was there being Malav the Chazon Ish, he said over this Maisa that the Chazon Ish, when he saw the Chabina Rav for the first time, without knowing who he was, he just sat there and he stared at him for a couple minutes. He stared at the Chabina Rav. He thought there's something special about this person. And afterwards, he asked Rav Yisrael Grossman, he said, who is this Yid that the Shechina is being shari on him? Chazon Ish saw something special. He saw the Shechina being shari on him, and he just looked at him. And that was the first meeting between the Chazon Ish and the Chabina Rav, that he was so nispal, and he thought there's something special there without even knowing who he was. And the fascinating thing is that we actually have a picture. We have a picture of this Levaya where you see the Chazon Ish staring at the Chabina Rav. You see this Maisa happening. You can mamash see b'payel. You see the stare. You see him being nispal from him. Unfortunately, we can't see the Shechina being shy on him. That was something only the Chazon Ish was able to see. But the mamash see this picture. You see the Ava and Achva between Gedolim of different countries, different parts of the world, different Mahalchim. But when everyone's working on the Emes, getting to the Emes, there's a connection over there that only they could feel, that they could see. And that's the mamash inyan in the Gemara. Amram b'yamahu, hinei lekenu zeh, kivinu lo v'sheinu zeh, shem kivinu lo, negilu v'nischa b'shuaseh, v'shbizeichem, es Hashem, to get to the day when we all see the Emes, when we see that all the Mahalchim are leading towards the same place.